3, 2, 1. 7 things you didn't know you need to know. I'm Kira Rebbins and this is the Smart 7 Ireland Edition.
Good morning, it's Monday the 28th of November. It's National French Toast Day. Happy birthday, Karen Gillan, Martin Clunes, Rob Beckett and John Stewart. Thousands of people turned out at the weekend to protest the housing crisis as the number of people living in emergency accommodation broke new records as it soared past 11,000. Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald spoke at the march and said that the government was in denial.
You have a government in denial. You have young people being told that the grass isn't greener on the other side, and a complete lack of appreciation of how bad things have gotten for people.
The Sinn Féin leader's comments come after a week which saw the party table a motion in the Dáil to declare a national emergency on the housing crisis, and the Thonister declared that he was worried about the state meeting its housing commitments in 2023. Labour spokesperson Aidan O'Riordan TD said the government need to listen to suggestions from the opposition and that they're far too dependent on the views of developers.
The need for the state to intervene from a council level and a wider level is going to be much more effective in the long term, from tenant in situ schemes to various different housing schemes that were very effective before the crash.
Responding to the march and the need for action on the housing crisis, Minister Simon Harris said that he was bringing a plan to government that would help alleviate the problem.
This Tuesday, for example, I'll bring proposals to Cabinet that will see the state intervene in helping build student accommodation for the first time, to try and increase that supply, because every student you can provide with a student accommodation facility frees up potentially a family home, and we'll bring those proposals forward on Tuesday. Again, another example across government of having to do everything and anything we can to increase supply. This is about supply, supply, supply.
A service was held on Sunday to commemorate the life of cervical check campaigner Vicky Phelan in her native Moon Coin, County Kilkenny. Vicky died on the 14th of November in Milford, Limerick, at the age of 48 after being diagnosed with cervical cancer in 2014. Despite a terminal prognosis, she had led a public campaign about the cervical check programme from 2018 and was a founding member of the 2021 Plus group, named after the number of women affected by the scandal. At the ceremony, which was planned by Vicky before her death, her children, nephews and nieces presented gifts to represent her life, including a copy of her memoir Overcoming, her 2008 marathon medal and a family photograph. Tributes paid to Vicky during the ceremony came from her brother Johnny, and these words from Stephen Teep, a close friend of Vicky's, whose wife Irene also died from cervical cancer in 2008, and Irene Walsh, founding member of the 221 Plus group.
Thank you, Vicky, for always knowing the right thing to say whenever we were in doubt or lacked the courage to move forward.
You've taught us all so much about strength in the middle of adversity, and that out of bad situations, good things happen. A sincere and heartfelt thank you from Manon Aheron, forever in our hearts. Nivea Lehej an Arish. We will never see the likes again.
Street protests against strict COVID lockdown rules have intensified in cities across China, where crowds are openly calling for the end of communist rule. Hundreds of demonstrators and police clashed in Shanghai in the early hours of Monday on the third day of unprecedented public protest. Some of those demonstrating have reportedly been shouting, "We don't want PCR tests, we want freedom." These people are calling for the president to step down. Police have been using pepper spray to clear the demonstrators. Sky journalist Helen Ann Smith described extraordinary scenes where she is in China and explained how the latest unrest started because of COVID restrictions.
The spark for this set of protests is actually a fire that happened many thousands of miles away. 10 people lost their lives in that house fire, and it's alleged because they weren't able to leave their building because of lockdown measures and the firefighters weren't able to get there quickly enough. And that has sparked this incredibly unusual wave of protests across China.
Work to restore water and power to large areas of Ukraine is continuing after more Russian strikes on infrastructure targets. Several civilians were reportedly killed in southern and eastern areas over the weekend. On Saturday, the Ministry of Defence and its intelligence suggest Russia could be running out of long-range missiles, with Moscow firing unarmed shells into Ukraine. President Volodymyr Zelensky later spoke of attacks on houses in the Dnipropetrovsk region, where a number of people were injured. He also commented on the continuing power supply problems, saying it's not yet completely stable.
As of this evening, blackouts continue in most regions and in Kyiv. In total, more than 6 million subscribers were affected. Almost 12 million subscribers were disconnected on Wednesday evening.
Still to come on the Smart 7 Ireland edition, Morocco shocked Belgium in the group stages of the World Cup, and Jill Scott has been crowned Queen of the Jungle.
Right after this.
We're all looking to make more sustainable choices, but making your own shoes out of natural materials could pose a few challenges. The twigs and leaves in your backyard aren't exactly comfortable. And while mud does perfectly contour the feet, it doesn't score high on the durability front. But thanks to Allbirds, you can skip all the backyard experimentation. At the Allbirds Innovation Lab, they're doing all the sciencey stuff, like research and testing to create shoes from natural, sustainable materials. And their innovative processes mean using less of the bad stuff and more of the good, while making shoes unlike any other. Like the Plant Pacer, made with 100% plastic-free plant leather. The Tree Dasher, a running shoe made from eucalyptus tree fiber. And from sugarcane, they've made the Superlight, their lightest shoe ever by weight and carbon footprint. It's not rocket science, it's shoe science. Allbirds is making shoes better than natural. They're supernatural. Find your perfect pair at allbirds.com today. That's allbirds.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back.
It's been a busy weekend of World Cup drama. Apart from England's draw with the US and Wales' shocked defeat to Iran, there was plenty more surprises. Germany looked in danger of losing their second game in a row on Sunday night, somehow scrambling a draw with Spain with only 9 minutes left on the clock. Earlier, Morocco stunned Belgium and earned only their third ever World Cup win with a 2-0 victory. Portugal are back in action on Monday night, and the man who broke records as the first male to score in 5 World Cups, Cristiano Ronaldo, will be back in the spotlight. He's been chatting about that Piers Morgan interview, which saw him booted out of Man United, but he says it won't affect his World Cup teammates.
The best timing is always my timing. I don't have to think about what others think. I'm sure it won't influence what the national team wants.
Taylor Swift's got an unlikely superfan. He may be one of the biggest names in the music industry right now, but Stormzy has admitted to being captivated by the singer when he met her for the first time. He told the Jonathan Ross Show that she was so lovely after he finally tracked her down for a selfie backstage at the MTV EMAs.
I get starstruck all the time, like as in, yeah, I got a folder on my phone called Fanboy Mike.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's got about 48 photos like, from everyone. If I see anyone, then I recognise her. I'm like, oh shit, like, let me get a pic. Like, she was just so lovely. Like, when I left there, like, we all left and I just looked at everyone and I was like, how fucking nice is she? Like,
the nation watched him chow down on camel's penis, sheep's vagina and cow's anus on the telly. But Matt Hancock's last dish on I'm a Celebrity was a bitter taste of defeat. The former health secretary finished third behind real-life Ken Doll Owen and lioness Jill Scott. Matt took defeat well. I suppose he's used to it by now. And Jill was a gracious and charming winner.
We had over 12 million votes. Wow. The majority of them went to you.
Wow.
Is it hard to kind of take in right now?
Yeah, definitely. Look, these guys were absolutely incredible. We were one big team. I don't think there should be one winner. We couldn't have got through it with all of us. And I think we've all been winners of I'm a Celebrity.
Well, there is one winner.
It's not.
And it's you.
This has been the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Wherever you're listening, do us a favour and hit the follow button. We're back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Have yourself a great day.
Written, produced and published by Daft Doris.
Hi, this is Kira from the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.